Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Your Rush Hour. We are doing our last live show down here at the Tap House.
Yes.
We're about to go in and see Guns N' Roses in a few hours' time. They're on stage at 7 o'clock, but come down and say hello. And the crowd's building up nicely on this beautiful Tuesday. Good afternoon to you, Bernie Vince.
G'day, Jars. Good to be here.
Greg Blood, I welcome you.
G'day, Jars.
And our little Emma G in the studio, welcome you.
Hello, Jars.
I apologise. I was just a little bit excited because the atmosphere regarding tonight, I'm telling you now, she's going to be on. 40-plus thousand there tonight.
40,000.
Seeing one of the great rock and roll bands of all time.
Nah, looking forward to it. What's your favourite, Jazz?
Well, song?
Yeah.
Oh, well, where do we start? Paradise City for me. Paradise City and Don't Cry, probably my
Sweet
two favourites.
Sweet Child of Mine?
Well, that's what Marion called me when we first started dating.
Now, Gregory, what's wrong?
I got dropped off at Adelaide Oval walked over, but they were setting up all the fencing and there was already fans. Ooh. They had all their Guns N' Roses memorabilia on. And,
yes, love that.
All their merch. So it is. It's going to be a fantastic night. I've never seen them live, Jars, so I'm excited.
They are one of the best live acts in the world.
Are they?
Oh, absolutely,
entertainers that can sing.
Watch them.
It's not just about the music, it's entertainment, Jars.
Now, we've got a big show, family. Come down, say hello. 133-53 is our number. But also, we've got some beers to give away, all right? Thanks to our dear friends at West End.
Yes.
All right, our Looking last show. Us. This is our last show for the year.
Yeah. For the year, is it?
I know. This is it.
Because
we're already one beer down, though, because Wayne Phillips was here, the ex-Australian cricketer, state coach.
Didn't he
came and just thumped the beer.
So we won light. Here for 2.5 minutes, sculled a pint and didn't pay for it and then walked out.
But we've got goodbye. Free beers for the family to come down. And we've got some listeners coming with us too tonight.
I'm not sure where they are.
Max Michelani will join us, has now joined the Adelaide Crows in regards to the draft last night.
Looks a good sort, Jars.
Nice. Burn.
Yeah.
Very
defender,
mobile. Yes.
Going to midfield, Jars.
He could.
Take an intercept mark.
Yeah, he could. I've got a dear friend of mine coming after 5:40. After 5:30, I've got a very dear friend of mine.
5:40 or 5:30?
After 5:30. No, I'm just checking our running sheet, Burn.
Okay.
A very dear friend.
And you haven't told us who this is.
No.
Is it just a friend of yours?
Yeah, dear
friend
of mine.
Is it a friend of ours?
No, more so me.
Right. Would he know us?
He's coming tonight.
Right.
And, mate, this is one of the big gets of all time.
Is it someone from the band?
No, not at all. No.
Axel's on.
No.
Oh, yes.
Good
great get, Jars.
Yes.
When's he on? Can he sing it? Can he do a warm-up in here?
Our next guest was described by Mark Rusciuto as...
He's a young Benny Hart. He can play on talls and smalls. He can lock down on them, not let them get a kick. He'll learn to run off and be an attacking player as well as he gets more confident.
Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, Adelaide Crows' newest draftee, Max Michelani.
Welcome to a global rush hour. I know this is very intimidating for you because we are a global show and we thank you for your time and must be very exciting knowing that you're going to be wearing a Crows jumper.
Yeah, thanks for having me, fellas. Pleasure to be on the show.
And did you deliberately go and choose our show to come on first? Because this is an exclusive.
It is.
And we do go all around the world. So did you choose this?
That's the boy.
Of course. I was very excited. I heard the opportunity and, jumped.
Nah, good boy. Hey, run us through the actual draft because Sydney did make a play for you and Adelaide obviously matched that. And a bit of a delayed telecast too, I was reading. So you were getting phone calls before you even knew yourself.
Yeah, it was a bit odd. The TV was about 20 seconds delayed and then my phone just started going off. And then I thought maybe there's a chance that we can on this next pick. Great, my phone's gone. We all looked at the TV pretty intently and then soon enough the name popped up and then I guess it was another nervous wait waiting to see if the Crows would match the bid.
Maxi, congratulations, mate. That's sensational and welcome to the Crows. Talk us through the last couple of months and when you felt fairly confident that the Crows were going to pick you up.
Thank you. I think I've been speaking to him for a long time now. I've been doing a bit of pre-season training down there with the boys and got to know everyone. But it wasn't till about maybe a month ago where they come and sat down at my house and really had a proper talk about, nominating me father's son. And as soon as they did that and said they have a long-term home for me, I was more than happy to hear that and jump at it as well.
A champion of the footy club, Mark Ricciuto, described you as a young Benny Hart. That's a big call. And I just looked you up, 190 centimetres, 75 kilos. You need to start eating, young boy.
Maxie.
Yeah, I'm working on it. Almost up to 80 now.
Good boy.
Yeah, no, that's really unreal to hear that from Mark Ricciuto. High praise indeed.
You want to come to my fat farm for a little while then, Maxie, to get some beef on.
You can't just transfer it, Jazz.
Ken, put them on quick, Jazz.
Finger buns, barbecue shape.
He's just ordered a Parmigiana here.
And he accidentally ordered the Parmigiana chips. He said, where's the chicken schnitzel?
Stop it.
Maxie, when do you start pre-season with the club?
I'll go down there tomorrow and get a medical done to clear me to train. And then from then on, I'm pretty sure I'll get stuck into it full time.
Maxie, have you had a little chat to your bald-headed senior coach, Matty Nix, about what role you may play next year, not only in the sample program, but if you do get an opportunity? Did he say where you may play?
I think he'd see me as a defender. I haven't really spoken to him about what positions and stuff I'd be playing, but, you know, I'd assume that I'd be playing down back somewhere. He came over last night, which is good to come and celebrate with my family. So, yeah.
Now, Maxie, you're the first ever father-son picked up through the national draft. We have had a couple before through the rookie draft. Big, big opportunity. How were the parents? Because they don't get a lot of accolades when kids get drafted, but they've been through all the ups and downs and been on the ride with you. How were they after? Because I did read your mum was a bit upset.
Oh, dear.
Well, not upset. Tears.
Good emotional. Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, they're really proud. You know, they've invested a lot of time and effort into me over the years, you know, taking me to training. Dad was a coach for many years as well. So, really grateful for them. Looking out for me. And, they were over the moon when my name got called out.
What about life outside of footy, Max? What do you like doing?
I'm trying to get good at golf. I've heard a couple of the boys talking about golf down at the Cove.
Give it up.
So
Still hard, that bloody sport.
It is. I'm struggling, but, know anyone that can give me some lessons.
Well, I'm about $150 an hour, Maxie, so you could probably afford that now.
I'm free, Maxie. I'm no good at golf.
And give me a miss, Maxie.
He doesn't even know what an eagle is.
We're chatting to Adelaide Crows new replier, Maxie Michelani. Now, before we let you go, are you rolling with a nice young lady these days, Maxie? You're sort of a big deal around town or what?
No missile at the moment. Free real estate, so.
Okay.
Good.
He's no comment. Yeah,
he's very quiet.
Well, sell yourself in.
Let's not do that.
It's not a dating site.
Maxie, thanks for sharing your time with us, mate. We're very proud to have you on board. All the best, mate, and enjoy your journey, mate. It's going to be a good one.
No, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Good boy. There
well
he
done,
is.
Max.
Maxie Michelani, the Adelaide Crows new recruit. It's a lovely little pickup.
What a ripper.
Look, I respect what former players will say about a player, but I don't like how they're compared.
Don't
compare Maxie with Ben Hart.
Well, it puts a lot of pressure on.
Don't compare young Filippo with Bontempelli.
They love doing that.
They shouldn't.
They're giving their fans a bit of an insight. A bit of an insight on their style of play.
Yeah, but I don't like it.
He plays like Max Michelani.
Well, there you go.
Does that show you how he plays? What sort of player is that? Describing him as a Ben Hart, I know what he's like.
Yeah.
He's a tall defender.
I don't like it.
A big
or small. That's just my opinion and no one else's.
A lot of people don't like you either.
A lot of people what?
Oh, come on. Burn this out.
He's picked up his glove. We love you, Jazz. Starting to quiver a bit.
I want to reflect on the Rush Hour Presentation Night Best and Fairest Awards. I'm going to do ours right
now. We're doing a end of season BNF.
We know Emma G gave a magnificent report card
that
yesterday.
Was so good.
Thank you.
And it's gone global.
Everyone's talking about that.
But this is my presentation night. I want to give out the awards to our best players. I want to, there's some changes coming as the CIC of this organisation.
It's interesting to see whether he awards something to himself, Ben.
So can I start off with the first award, the most improved for 2022? And G, if you got any
generally a young player that's come through and had a pretty good
season.
Ladies
and gentlemen, Tom Jonas.
Oh, yes.
Most likely.
Well done, Tommy.
Well done. Congratulations, Tommy. And look, he can't be here to accept his award.
He's busy.
Takes that. All right.
I like that.
Currently being demoted to the rookie list for 2023.
Oh, delisted, but guaranteed a rookie spot?
Yeah. He's had some, you know,
issues.
He's got his feet in both camps. Tex Walker.
Oh, he's been delisted. Texas has been delisted.
Will be picked up as a rookie.
They guaranteed a spot on the rookie list.
One of those deals.
Oh, he's not going to be happy. This will get back to him.
The Naga Award for the 2022
president. What's Naga stand for?
Well, you know what it means. I've got to be very careful.
Know. Naga.
Gee, I can't say it on air. It's just naughty. Congratulations to Tom Rockliffe. Well done.
Naga. I can probably guess what that one means then.
What makes you say that now after Tom Rockliffe wins it?
And he's also been delisted.
Thanks for your time, Tommy, but don't come Monday, mate.
Delisted.
He's gone.
Poor Tommy.
Have we got anyone left on the list?
Well, also our producer, Tom Basso, who joined us mid-year.
Did he win something,
his first year. Pardon?
Did he win something?
Yes, he did.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
That is a surprise.
Yes, he did. Now, he will be in a bit of a draft-type, set-up in about 2 weeks' time, but he's been drafted to another radio station, so congratulations, Tommy Basso.
He's
moving on to a country position. Oh, no.
He's got to do a country stint, does he?
Stansbury FM.
Okay. Okay. This young man really struggled. Yeah. And could be delisted, but we've still got to sign up.
Jeez, your list manager's had some tough conversations.
But Greg Blewett will be delisted at the end of the year, so for his performance this year, really, if it wasn't, for cricket, all right.
What?
You didn't finish.
You know what? I'm leaving now.
Emma G.
I'm gone.
So Emma G.
See you later. Have a great
have a
Christmas.
It's been wonderful. We've been so pleased with Emma G. She's kept this juggernaut together.
She's been good.
She's picked up the coach's award. Emma Georgiartis.
Oh, wow. Thanks, guys. Nice.
Well done, G.
Well done, G. It's been a pleasure.
Bit worried about
the Rush Hour presentation. The Best and Fairest Award goes to our very own Bernie Vince.
Give me a cuddle. I've just got to climb over this delisted free agent here. Give me a
An envelope's just come my way. MVP award. Congratulations, Andrew Jones.
He didn't even wait for the drum roll.
So there you go. We're back next year.
Matty O'Reilly didn't. Matty O'Reilly.
Blighty's coming for you, Jars. Don't worry.
Hey, get out of my way. Clean your locker out, too.
60 seconds on the clock. $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 minute.
Well, this is a much-loved segment that goes all around the world, and there's going to be some changes to it next year in 2023,
a
Rush
a
Hour. So we're looking forward to trying to give away $1,000 for the last time this year. Adam from Happy Valley joins us. Good afternoon to you, Adam.
Gentlemen, how are we? Good?
Well,
very good, Adam.
What do you do with yourself, mate?
I do primary school teaching.
Oh, good on you, Adam. A lot of respect for primary
teacher
school teachers.
From another teacher. Yeah, my daughter's a
holidays
teacher.
Did you pass primary, didn't you, Jazz?
Not. Well, I've got to go back and do. I actually had
Adam Sandler. What's that movie?
I actually had to go back a grade.
Yeah, no, I've
never thought.
Why are you saying that like it's a surprise to us?
AFL team, Ad?
Crows for sure, mate. Big fan of the Roo.
Of Roo?
Big fan of Roo, I must say, he was definitely, I remember being very happy to collect his card in the primary school days.
All right, let's get underway.
You're sucking up to the wrong person.
Hang on, you taught Roo.
He did too.
I remember collecting and loving the AFL cards, and you were always a favourite to have money.
Mine sold out quick. Anyway,
Don't know where
10 questions, 60 seconds. Or 60 seconds, 10 questions. We say pass. We'll take your first answer. Adam, enjoy. Try and win $1,000, mate.
Perfect. Will do. Thanks, guys.
Let's play.
In cricket, which bird's name refers to scoring no runs?
Oh gosh, pass.
Who was selected at pick one in the AFL draft last night?
Oh no, I'm going to embarrass myself. Pass.
What country does Australia play in the World Cup on Thursday?
Denmark.
What Sandful club did Max Michelinie's dad Jim play for?
Red League.
True or false? Is it still possible for Qatar to progress to the next round of the World Cup?
True.
What does LBW stand for in cricket?
Leg before wicket.
What driver won the last Adelaide 500 in 2020?
I heard that clue. Was it McLaughlin?
What AFL club has had the most number one draft picks in history?
That's a good question. Port?
Thanks.
Oh, out of time.
The school teacher from Happy Valley absolutely passed out on the big stage.
Unhappy Valley.
Honestly.
He was too busy commentating on the, on the actual questions.
Oh, good questions. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. I was like, thank you.
G, nowhere the flattery.
G, scoreboard, please.
Oh, this is bad.
One, two, three, four. Correct.
Oh, it's not that bad. The first two questions stumped him. He lost a lot of time there.
Yeah.
They did.
Good news is we're going to send you along to the Red Hot Summer Tour at Seppelsfield Winery just for having a go.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm a big Paul Kelly fan, so appreciate that.
Awesome. Yep, he's headlining. Bernard Fanning, Missy Higgins and more. It's Sunday, Jan 22.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. I'm sorry to embarrass the last night of the quiz comp of the year.
Hey, Adam, your principal just phoned through. You won't be getting a contract next year. No, keep up the good work, mate.
Did not disclose which school.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
So keep up the good work, mate. And thanks for your time, buddy. Take care. Well done, mate. All right. Now,
Poorly written question number one.
Well, no, don't blame the questions.
Well, poorly written.
If you're going to play this quiz, you've got to do your homework.
When
you've
score no
up.
Runs, you've got to be out as well.
But Byrne, you've got to read up. Read up everything about sport.
Well, in cricket, which Bird's name refers to scoring no runs.
What is it?
Like, well, you've got to be out as well. Yeah. You can score
Greg,
no runs. And
you got a lot of these in your day?
Well, I didn't really, but it's a duck.
Right. You reckon it's a poorly written question, Greg?
Yeah. I'd rather get a duck than six off
number
25
two,
deliveries.
Number two, Byrne.
Who was selected pick one last night? Aaron Cadman.
There you
went
go.
To the Giants.
Number five, Greg.
True or false? Qatar progressing through to the next round. Well, that's false. They are out.
And Byrne, number eight. That was a good question, actually.
Carlton.
Yes.
Five. Mark Murphy, Bryce Gibbs, Matthew Cruiser, Jacob Wiedering, and Sam Walsh.
And we've got two questions left over for next year.
As you know, I like to air check Triple M.
You're very good,
all
Byrne.
The time. You give a bit of feedback.
You're
I
ruthless.
Never really give the feedback, but. Unless I've had a couple, then I do pass it on. But this morning I was driving along, Jars, and, it was all about you.
Not on Brecky.
No. Well, you know how the other day you... Well, you came up with this. I'll just remind everyone.
Okay.
This is what you said.
Yeah. And some Sandful news. On Friday, the Glenelg Football Club and their senior coach, former senior coach, Brett Hand, have parted ways.
What's happened there?
Good question.
Mm.
Good question. So, what is it? November the 21st.
I'll be back soon, wouldn't
The Glenelg Football Club will be looking for a new senior coach.
Right, so you got that
and
right.
And they still are.
Yes. So, a week later, the Brecky crew on their, what is it? They ride in.
Rumour mill.
Rumour mill. Didn't even know it was called that, but they get people to call in and say that. And apparently...
Yeah, they do.
Oh, they've come up with this. Oh, the Glenelg Football Club might be looking for a new coach. And Ditz and Roo and Loz in there jumped all over it. And then we whacked them and said, well, hang on, we did that a week ago. And then this morning when I drive along, Jars, I heard this and this beat. Sit down, get ready.
What come you need on, to boy. Understand is when Jars says something, no one listens.
No,
everyone says, oh, come on.
Apparently,
Alistair Clarkson was going to coach the Crows a few years ago. No one listens.
He's the boy who cried wolf.
That's right.
So when he tells a rumour, no one cares or believes him.
Good old Ditz.
No one cares, Jars.
Well, they do care.
And old Benny the German laughing.
Well, that's the... Ditz called cricket and put everyone to sleep.
Oh.
Loz should go back to, community radio, trying to be funny. And Roo stuffed up the Alistair Clarkson deal, him and his board, because Clarko was actually coming. So good one, ruin your team. Yeah. Well done down there at West Lakes, honestly.
You know what also, yes, I was taught, if you stuff up, if you make a mistake, you own it. And you put your hand up
you,
and you own it.
Thank you,
Greg. Why couldn't they just do that?
No, because they're just, you know, they're egos. They're fat egos, they're grumpy old men.
Mm. What was that, what they used to say? Sandra Sully in
what's
the late years?
What she used to say?
Now, we've come across Guns N' Roses, well, Axl Rose in particular, his dressing room, what his requirements are.
Requests, yes.
Requests.
His riders.
So just his little order, all right? So this is...
What their demands were.
Just a little taster, all right? Tables must be dressed with proper linen, must be supplied with durable plates, knives, forks, spoons, and paper napkins. Yes. The cups are to be 16 ounce.
What's so that got to do with? No bigger, 16, no smaller.
No. Solo cups only. All right. Solo cups. Now, he's also requested a ribeye steak dinner.
Yeah.
A deli tray.
Yeah.
Meat, he likes his tray. Lean roast beef, extra lean, ham and turkey, gourmet cheese tray. The list goes on. Pepperoni pizza, angel hair pasta. Then it starts getting into some Coca-Cola. Some champagne.
What's his champagne?
Dom Perignon.
Of course it is.
That's
chilled.
Expensive. Choice, Axel.
What else is there, Bert?
Bags going of assorted store-bought cookies. You have to buy them from a store.
What about the other band members? What's their riders?
Oh, they had some interesting things, Jars. Well, if you go straight down the bottom. Assortment of adult magazines. I.e. Penthouse or Playboy, preferably.
Slash. That'd be slash.
Well, he just wants a little read. Maybe some motivation, get the blood pumping.
Oh, what else?
Some drinks, which is, you know, some Budweiser, some Jack Daniels.
Wow.
Some vodka.
Dunhill cigarettes.
What else is there?
That's unbelievable.
Carrot juice. I thought that was an interesting one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, 16 ounce bottles again.
Jägermeister, a bottle of Jägermeister.
No, oh,
they're doing Jäger bombs before they get on stage.
And then they light a carton of Dunhill cigarettes.
Can I give you my rider when we go on the road when we tour?
What when we go to Stansbury again?
When I go to Stansbury, my rider to the golf club was a hot bath with lavender. No brown M&Ms.
They taste the same as other M&Ms.
A dozen incense sticks.
Who?
Incense sticks.
Insect sticks.
My three dogs must travel with me.
Mm.
An anti-clockwise coffee stirring. I need that.
Oh, my God.
Gee, they're my riders.
I think they're fairly reasonable.
Now, what about yours, Greg?
I want a darts board, a table tennis table. I also want an assortment of oysters.
Stansbury oysters. Perfect. I can organise that.
What else do I want? At the end, I want some ice cream jars. Just load me up with some ice cream.
You don't want some insect repellent or whatever it is? Just a golf simulator for me. I might get the assortment of adult magazines as well, if that's on there. I might get a Penthouse and Playboy.
I'm easy to please. Just give me some G&Ts and I'll be happy.
And a silk pillow and sheets.
Yeah.
And a real man.
And a real man would be great. I don't like
cricket. I
love it. First test starts tomorrow, Jars. So Australia taking on the West Indies over there in Perth. So we're all looking forward to that. Be interesting to see what West Indies have got, Bern, because they haven't really been one of the top test sides in recent times.
But, only just against the Prime Minister's 11 as well.
They did beat England at home, though. Mm-hmm. England aren't a bad test side. But Triple M rocks cricket tomorrow. So looking forward to that. Australia have named their side.
Yep. Any surprises, Greg?
No, none at all. None. Warner, Khawaja to open. Labuschagne at 3, Smith at 4, Head at 5, Green at 6, Carey at 7, Cummins 8, Stark 9, Lyon 10, Hazelwood 11.
Right, so what sort of crowd are we expecting? Because there's been a lot of talk about the crowd that's going to turn up, whether we've given up on the Aussies and people are off them. What are you expecting tomorrow? And secondly, second part of that question is, what's the pitch doing? Because I'm hearing there's a bit of spice in it.
Oh, I love the pitch over there, the new stadium in Perth. They've really replicated the Wacker. So it's going to be hot tomorrow, 35 degrees.
Oh.
So they said that the pitch is rock hard. Might crack up a little bit because of the heat, but it should be flying through tomorrow.
And crowds?
I don't know what sort of crowd they're going
to
get. What do you think, Jazz?
When you read some of the articles going around, that there is some talk that the WA crowd may turn on the captain because of the situation with him
Justin Langer.
Yep. And obviously he's a much-loved figure in WA. The team's going to take a knee before the first ball's bowled. There's been some criticism regarding that, obviously, for Black Lives Matter.
Yes.
So there's just a lot of jumbled stuff now, coming out of WA that they could turn on their own players, which is a concern.
In your interpretation, Greg, what do you think will happen?
Yeah.
Will they get around Cummins? Will they be off him? He's had a few moments.
Will they turn up?
I think the situation's been diffused in the last 3 or 4 days.
Done?
It really has. I think it's done. Pat Cummins addressed the issues today as well at a press conference. The word coward came up. He said there's no cowards in the Australian cricket team, not ever. He mustn't have been looking at me facing Curtly Ambrose. I think the only slight criticism that he had of Justin, and I think this is fair enough, that Justin spoke about a private conversation between himself and Pat Cummins, and he spoke about that in the podcast, and he also spoke about the conversation he had with Aaron Finch in private as well. And he said, look, I wouldn't do that because it's a private conversation. So I think it's all been handled. You know, all the other stuff. There's no doubt that I think the Australian cricket team is a little bit on the nose, like you've been saying.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think the real start to the summer is tomorrow.
Okay.
Let's get behind them.
Absolutely.
My West Indies top should arrive at any moment now, so I'll be putting that on.
You've lost it, mate.
Triple M's rocking cricket too.
We are. I'm on an early flight tomorrow, but
tomorrow,
I can't wait.
Can't wait to watch you on Channel 7 as well.
A bit of Bob Marley and listen to the West Indies.
Yeah, mate.
Yes, we're here at the Malt Shovel Tap House, and I think that's the first time. Well, G's been saying it right, but Jars hasn't.
Nah.
Now, Jars, I've read our run sheet here, and I've gone down, and it says Jars's mystery guest, and that's now. And you're not here with us at the moment, but Jars has gone missing. He's dropped out the back, so we just thought, well, who could it be? And Greg, you go first, because he does talk about a lot of his favourite people in the world. You go first.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking, you know, is he good enough to get Mel Gibson here to see, Guns N' Roses?
He
goes on about Braveheart.
Yes.
No, he's surely not. Alistair Clarkson. I don't think we ever get through one show without Jars mentioning Alistair Clarkson.
He
always loves coming back to Adelaide. The only other one I thought was, I think it's one of Jars's heroes. And West Indies are playing tomorrow in Perth. He might be on the same flight as me.
Right.
So he might be in Adelaide to see Guns N' Roses. Viv Richards.
Oh, he does talk about Viv Richards. He's called me Viv Richards before.
Yeah. He's called you Viv.
Yes, he has.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yes, it was a couple of years ago.
What about you?
Well, I've just gone through the people that he modelled his life and his footy career on. Freddie Mercury. Well, it can't be him.
No, that'll be
Barry Robren. Could be him, because it's his idol growing up. Mick Jagger talks about him all the time, wants his lips. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's come in to show him what he needs.
Yep.
And Rudolph Nureya. There is four that he always talks about.
Right.
Well, guys, I actually I know who it is. It's a pretty awesome guest. We've actually got an opener for him.
An opener?
In the beginning, there was light. There was earth. And then there was rock. We are honoured to welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, Rash. Who better sit down soon, because he might hurt his...
Hey, dude.
No.
Hey,
Bernie. G'day, you whitey.
Welcome to the jungle.
There you go. Aren't you been very busy warming up, boy?
Hey, nice to be here at the Adelaide Oval, dudes.
People that can't see.
Thanks for having us, dudes.
Who are you? Yeah. Just describe yourself. Jars is, or not Jars. Jars has gone missing. I'm not sure where Jars is at the moment, but who are you?
My name's Rash. You know, I play with the Gunners. And it's really nice to be here in Adelaide. And we got to go on stage in about an hour time.
And what are some of your requests in the back room? We went through them tonight on the Global Rush Hour. Yeah. What do you like? Oh. Are you part of the magazine tribe?
Man, you know, sex, drugs, rock and roll, man. That's how I roll. And who am I talking to again?
Well, this is Bernie.
Hey, Bern.
I'm Cricket Lips over here.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
How are you, Fungus Tooth?
Yeah, good. What? How do you know I've got fungus tooth?
Well, it's not hard to tell, Greg.
Big crowd out there, isn't it, at the tappy.
What have you got in your hand?
That's my guitar, man.
You've got your guitar.
it looks like a baseball bat.
Now, my mate Charles.
That's cylindrical.
We've been good mates for a long time. He asked me to come down and say hello to you guys before I go on stage.
And when did you meet Charles? Like, he hasn't mentioned
1987,
you.
San Francisco, in a little night bar there.
You on the footy trip?
Yeah, when I was representing Australia.
You've jumped out of character. You mean when Charles was... When Jars was representing Australia, what were you doing, a show over
there? Hey, Jars.
Here you go, boys, you met my mate Flash.
Gotta go, guys, but rock on.
Hey, favourite song tonight?
Of all time?
Yeah.
Suspicious Minds.
What are you? Can you give us a little
What are you doing after the show? Man. Where are we going? Where's the after party?
I'm off to a place down at Henley Beach. Yeah. I got a friend of mine called Maz. See you later, guys. Rock on.
You're meeting her on the beach, eh?
Rock on.
Oh, jeez. You heard it first.
Oh,
here.
Oh, no.
Oh, where's he gone? He's gone out of jumping the torrent.
He's not well. He's not well.
G, thank you for your year, because you've been a massive part of this show.
Oh,
and we're so proud of you.
Thanks,
you've kept
guys.
Us together, so thank you for what you've done to us.
The voice of reason.
Yeah, well done, G.
So proud of you, love. It's been awesome.
Belinda, our production, I've been doing terrific
audio,
work. Yep.
Audio. We love B.
Tommy, our producer, young Tommy, he's struggling for a date.
He's grown.
Just want to say thank you to our family.
In
to
height.
You two. I love you two like brothers now. We've been very close. We've done a lot of things together. It's been a great year. It's one of the best years I've had in terms of radio. To all our sponsors, thank you. Mm. Fair Income, thank you for backing us in over the last 12 months. To Triple M family, the massive clan out there that we got.
This is the big one.
Without you guys, we are stuffed.
Yeah, absolutely.
How good has it been? Back live this year has been very special. So thank you to all our listeners. It's been awesome.
And well please have a great Christmas, and we'll see you back mid-January, and we're going to be on fire next year as well.
And don't stuff up over the break, because I'll be all
we're watching.
We're always watching.
You can always podcast us over the break on the Listener app. Just search Triple M's Rush Hour, and here are some of the best bits of Bernie, Bluey and Jars this year.
No.
After a year of extraordinary radio professionalism.
And live glasses and contact. Is it live or lie? Tell me what it is.
It's live.
Is it live? Don't shout.
It's time for the highlight tapes of the Rush Hour in 2022. This year, the Rush Hour has spoken to all the big names. We've had the Premier, Peter Malinauskas.
Just before we let you go, we've got our Triple M Christmas party, and we've got a shit shirt theme. You're not really into your shirts, you're more just shirt off, aren't you? Do you reckon that, is that an option for me?
You're like a gun jet, aren't you, mate?
Former footy show host Sam Newman.
Have you been sitting on the couch with your plums rugged up watching the Australians compete?
Yeah, no, I haven't got a rug big enough to
cover them.
To wrap the plums up in there. They've become loose cannons, as we say. They just swing there and could do a power of damage to your kneecaps if you let them get a fair rock up.
The Melbourne Cup winning jockey, Mark Zara.
Sorry, my car's about to get towed, sorry. I'm just going to grab my wife and get my car. It's about to get towed at the front of France.
The jockey of Jarman the horse, Victoria Corver.
The thing you have to understand about Jarman is he's a pretty quirky animal. He's, he tries hard, but if it's not his day, then he doesn't want to try. So.
Some amazing similarities. So.
This is freaky. So,
former Australian cricket coach Justin Langer came on to speak lovingly of his former test teammate Greg Blewett.
Seriously, he is a
first-class
knob.
And star coach recruiter Ryan Fitzy Fitzgerald joined us.
G'day, ex-Crows legend here, Ryan Fitzy. Guys, you know my love for the Port Nalunga Footy Club. I do have an announcement for South Australia right now. I can confirm that we have been furiously chasing a man with a great name in South Australia. He has excelled in SANFL, in AFL. I can confirm right now that Darren Jarman and Andrew has stepped up to the plate. Andrew Jarman, welcome!
It's a guest list that's only told by the list of names Bluey has dropped on air this year.
I've had a dance with Kathy Freeman.
You've done everything with everyone.
Have you?
Hey, yeah. Hong Kong.
Niall Horan, his birthday today.
Oh, yeah. I've met Niall.
Oh, you've met him.
How do you top that? I've met Mick Jagger and I've met a few rock stars around the world.
All right, pick those names up off the floor, boy.
We had morning tea with the Queen.
Did she follow cricket, Blue? Did she know who you guys were?
Oh, I think she knew who I was because I made 100 in my first test.
You told her. You had to tell her.
So I think she was glued to her set for that particular innings. She didn't know who Warnie was. She didn't know who the War Brother were.
Well, did she knew you?
She called me Bluey. Oh.
But we don't just mention big names on this show. We also mention a truckload of names you've never heard of.
I like Robbie Margot.
Robbie Margot?
Yeah.
Or Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie.
Yeah. Oh. Cam Mills will be my Norm Smith medalist.
Cam Mills.
Is that his name?
What's
his
Callum Mills.
Yeah, that'll do.
Got a bad one here from Jay Seaver. Never have I seen such an injustice at the Crows since Jars was dog Bob Blight back in 96.
Rupert, Ditz and Lauren.
Actually, it's Laura.
Laura?
Good morning, Rue, Lots and Ditz.
I've got a nice little note here from one of our listeners. Dazza wants to thank Harrison for getting him back in the workforce. He's very grateful.
What happened?
Oh,
who's
well,
Dazza and who's Harrison?
Dazza, obviously, what?
Moving on. This year, the Rush Hour has consistently delivered all the big sport news stories first.
Ross Lyon.
Bernie knows something.
Coach North Melbourne.
Bernie knows
You're saying
that.
Will.
Yep.
St Kilda have their man, with Ross Lyon officially returning to coach the Saints 11 years after he walked out.
Alistair Clarkson will go and coach Essendon.
All right.
An emotional Alistair Clarkson says he wants to repay the ruse. He's agreed to coach North Melbourne for the next 5 seasons.
Rashid Khan, who will go to the Crows.
Yeah. Craig Randall has been sacked by the Adelaide Crows.
Also this year, the Rush Hour has been hitting the road, broadcasting at dozens of venues in South Australia. Oh, but unfortunately, Jars was never quite sure where we were.
Welcome, we are live down here at the Morphettville Racecourse. Woo-hoo! And it's looking really sharp. We're in the birdcage, aren't we?
No, that's it. Flemington.
Oh, where are we?
We haven't taken a flight, have we?
Hey, we're live. We're live at the Arkabar Hotel. Bernie Vince.
Hey.
Where are we? We're at the Hotel. We're live down here at the Lakes Bar. Magnificent scenery and a crowd building up beautifully.
Superstar.
No.
You said we're at the Lakes Bar. We're at the Lakes Hotel.
Yeah, but $2.50
vouchers. $2
vouchers.
That won't go far.
From the Brighton Metro voucher. That's what we got.
We're also at some great Triple M events this year, none of which Jars knew the names of.
Burn. As you know, early in the year, we were down at the River Torrens for the showdown.
Yes.
We had the torp over the kick. What was it?
Torp over the kick.
Yeah, that'll do. Torp over the Torrens.
Yeah, that's better.
We'll see you Friday.
I don't
and
like
Jars,
that.
The best of like the Brickery crew well tomorrow, Friday, for their Hope for Hype. The Brickery crew, Hype for
Hype. You could not have butchered that anymore. Goodbye.
To be fair to Jars, I don't think he was the only one who wasn't always sure where he was this year.
This is my sort of day. Racing, punting, drinking, everything. Yeah. Responsibly, by the way. Yeah.
And that's the Rush Hour for this year. And star coach recruiter Ryan Fitzgerald joins us.
Oh, my God. This will make the highlight tapes. Proudly brought to you by the...